It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Sadie J and Taren Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Jono. That was some big love there. Appreciate that, bro. Yeah, you are listening to Life After Dusk Live, and of course, this is your boy Sadie J and my partner in crime, back in effect, Taren Brown. What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Not much. Oh man, this is getting used. I'm getting used to, man. Like, okay, like you're still my co-host today. Okay, this is some getting used to.
Told you I wasn't going
nowhere. Oh man, but y'all know, man. Every Wednesday in the show, we have what we call Hump Day After Dusk, and yes, you never Hump Day After Dusk is like. It's like Chex Mix. You get a little bit of everything mixed in one day. And sometimes you get a surprise you weren't ready for. So, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Today's definitely one of those shows that y'all might want to buckle your seatbelts because it's going to get real. So, yeah. So tonight on the show, we got a special guest, my girl Rumi Vix, who will be on about 13 minutes. And we'll be chopping up with her. She's in Boston. Which I had been to Boston. I didn't meet her while I was in Boston, but Boston is pretty nice, except for the Red Sox and the Patriots. Everybody knows me. I hate both teams with a passion, but I rock with the Celtics all day long. Mavs and Celtics, those are my two NBA teams. So Boston got something right. And they got the play. If y'all ever watch the show Cheers, the bar that's in Cheers. The one that Barta is based off of is in Boston. So definitely, man, you want to check it out. Taren, how was your week so far?
It was pretty good. I can't complain too much. I wasn't feeling well earlier, but I'm back to the normal self, as one would say. So everything's rolling.
Oh, Lord, you had the BGs or something?
Man... No, see, what happened was I was hanging out with my friends, and everybody knows, if you don't know, you need to keep a diverse ethnicity of friends. And I so happened to be with my Caucasian friends, and I drank beer. I don't drink beer. Anybody listening that's under the age of 21, don't drink, don't do drugs, but... If you're 21, yes, I don't like beer. My body totally was like, dude, I do this, like, I'm a Henny drinker and stuff. But that beer, oh, it had me sick, dude. I was like, I can't hang out with y'all no more. I can't hang out with y'all under these circumstances. But it's all good, though. Just had a little,
Beer is nasty. Oh, I don't know how they drink it.
I don't know. They kept saying it's something you got to get used to. I'm like, number one, that should have been my tip or my little note to self, because I shouldn't have to keep drinking something to get used to it just to like it, you know? Like, oh, no.
Right. But and I hate when people use say it's an acquired taste. Like, I don't want to hear acquired taste and drinking beer in the same breath. That doesn't make any sense to me. What is so acquired about beer? Like, that, quit saying that. That is so freaking whack. But no, I would say this, man. I would definitely say this. At least you got that going on. Cause let's see, how long I've been doing this now? March? Yeah, this is March. I haven't been drinking since March. So yes, the goal is to go. No, or was it April? It's one of those two. One somewhere around it is either March or April. But anyways, I decided to do a challenge because last year I did it and I went all the way from April 1st all the way to my birthday, September 3rd. So, and that was without drinking. So I decided this year I was going to go even harder and go from an even longer period of time all the way to the end of the year. So it's going to be very interesting because you always in these different challenges, especially if you when you go out, you know, everyone always trying to hit you up by getting some about drinking. And we got some good drink specials, and you like that guy that goes and gets water because people assume you the guy getting water, you just trying to be cheap. I'm like, what they don't realize is here's a funny thing. Sometimes a bottle of water cheaper than the drinks. I started to peep that now. You go to some clubs. They give you a $5 bottle. They give you a freaking water bottle for $5 just because it's in a fancy water bottle.
That's more expensive than it's more expensive than actual liquor itself.
Come on, man. Look out for your boy. And then some of them, their face, you just see some of their face next to water. It's like, like they'll give you a put in the cup and they go, oh, don't worry about it. Like, and here's my thing. this is why some bartenders that peep game, they respect it and they don't hate on that because I tip more than some people that's drinking. Because nothing drives me nuts more than watch a person who's actually getting alcohol and they're not even tipping a bartender. But here I am getting this bottle of water or getting this free water, wherever in the cup or wherever. And I still tip the bartender. So what does that tell you? Like, because they already got to do. They don't have to hardly do any work when it comes to, all they can do is grab a bottle of water and that's it. You know, and they're making your drink. Yeah, make your drink.
Yeah.
So, oh man, it's definitely challenging sometimes. But some people go through withdrawals. I had a person, I was out with them. They were like, how do you do that? How do you go about drinking? Like, The same way you can go with drinking. It's a choice. It's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Yeah, I mean, there's some people here. There's a reason why some people are called alcoholics because they were. But everybody knows my joke. I always say, I'm not an alcoholic. I have no problem drinking. Like,
right.
But yeah, it's whatever. Okay, so we're gonna get into this discussion more. Later on the show, but I did want to kind of just tease it. Have you been peeping that R Step Back content, R Step Back challenge?
Yes, I have.
Man, I ain't gonna go in yet till like later on the show. We're gonna see which way I'm gonna go. Am I gonna go in hard? Am I gonna give half a thumbs up or whatever? We're gonna find out. When we get later on the show, I will go. Cause I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna bring it up for our guest today. We're gonna talk about that because this R-Step Back challenge is like taking over. Like, just woke up and then just seen R-Step Back challenge, R-Step Back challenge. And of course, you know what that means.
It's getting ridiculous. It's getting interesting though.
Yeah, some people, I'm like, why? Why though? You're not even just stop it. Stop it. And I hate when some people do the arch that back challenge because they poor little souls. They arching that back and you can't tell where they butt start and where they back start. It's pretty sad. So we're definitely gonna. I will tease that right off the back. I wanted to say my condolences to the people doing the arch that back challenge, and you can't tell their booty start. So, you know, my condolences to you. Because I know people are in the comments roasting the hell out of you. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to quick music break. We come back and great interview our guests for today. All right, so this first track of the day, and let you know the tracks we got coming on for today's show. We got Aisha's Drop It Down Island Vibes mix. We got Red Shades Vibing and Cooling. And we got 2D Bag It Up. So those are three tracks we got on today's show. Well, first we're gonna start with my girl Aisha, and this is, and we play one of her tracks on Monday actually. And again, this is Drop It Down. This is the Island Vibes mix. So those of y'all that, you know, like your soca and reggae dancehall and anything in that realm, it's kind of just a get you covered right here. So here we go. We'll be back after this on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl Turn Around.
Yep. Drop it down.
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 That means you got the right taste. You ain't tryna act up, then it's time to go. Go hard or go home, that's it, bro. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What came here to dance, I don't know about you. I can feel the beat coming from a mile away. Drop it down, turn up, that's some kind of day. We don't hang with no lames. Number one rule, and that's never gonna change. Huh. What a fun that my girls wanna kick back. Show up and give, feel like something to look at. We don't care about them haters, cause we know we fine. They on the dance floor, getting down, hammer time.
What up, Dust Spotters? You know what time it is. It's your boy, G-Money, one half of the Shine Brothers from Time to Shine Radio Show on Big Time Radio Network. You are now listening to my boy, Seti J, on the Dust Spot Radio Network. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Time to Shine. My boy, Chuck Charles, Chevy the Model, and me, your boy, G-Money.
switch feed. There we go. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk, Wednesday. Your boy, Seti J, and your girl, Turn Lamont in the building. Turn Brown.
All right, look, I caught that. Relay. I'm like, what?
Huh? I had a relay. Okay. Woo! My brain was we're crazy for a second. But all right, people. So, I think we got a special guest in the building, if I'm not mistaken. So, I'm going to give her a nice little intro where she comes in. So, again, she's from Boston, or they call it Beantown. And I'm going to find hopefully she's not a Red Sox fan or a Patriots fan, because she is, I'm going to rip her a new one. All right, so welcome to the show, my girl Remy Vixen, who is a part of Diamond Gods with Marlon ENT, as well as being featured on thebaddest.com. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I love it. She has a radio voice. Hello.
Definitely did.
She has that perfect radio voice. Like, it's going to be a good interview then.
Well, how are you guys tonight?
Can't complain.
Doing good. Can't complain too much. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Enjoying this nice weather. Talking to you guys.
Oh, I mean, it's nice weather down here, depending on how you look at it. It's going to be in the hundreds all week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah, see, I knew you were going to say that. You can't tell me where that's not from down here. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, this is how the weather gets here. Especially August is usually when it gets really, really hot. And it was raining a whole lot in June, so it's definitely catching up.
That's not for me. I don't need a hundred weather, no.
Yeah, that is too hot. Way too hot.
Yeah. I'll stick to my New England weather.
You see, when I went there, and I actually went there back in 2011, and I happened to go while it was snowing, so I didn't really get to enjoy the good work. And everyone else told me, you can't come up here in the spring or summer. I'm like, well, you know.
Well, honestly, New England never really, we don't really have good weather. We can never say we have good weather because it's so unexpected here all the time.
It feels like that in Texas, because Texas, you know, I mean, literally, the same day, it will be hot, snow, rain, and then the sunshine will come right back out.
I would have moved.
Same day.
I would have moved.
So you got to have shorts underneath sweatpants, just in case. You got to be prepared.
Well, I'm going to invite you to move to New England.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's nice up there. Besides the Red Sox and the Patriots, you know, it's a pretty good city.
Oh, you don't like our team?
Oh, Lord. I was just hoping. I was praying.
Uh-oh.
You weren't going to tell me you were
a fan. You lost a few brownie points there.
Oh, no.
Everybody else is good because they didn't say nothing.
The R's I'm playing next, like, she's a diehard Patriots fan and Red Sox fan. And
yay.
God. Oh. And when she came down here, I was ripping her a new one. I was like, man, everybody go down here with a whack behind Patriots. Because you know what? It is a, y'all cheaters. You deflate the football. It is what it is. I like,
you know what? I'm not even going to comment on that. We gonna move to the next subject.
Yes, next up, let's get to you before I get mad. Oh, freaking Patriots. All right, so first off, you know, let everyone know, you know, why you decided to get in the industry in the first place. And how did you come up with the name Remy Vixen? Like, were you, like, sipping on some wine?
Well, which industry are we talking about? Are we talking about the model industry or the porn industry?
Whichever one came first. Like, you know how they say, which one came first, the egg or the chicken?
Okay. Well, the name actually came from me doing porn. I can't put that on the... Remy was my favorite drink, and then we just assumed Vixen because, you know, that's a sexy symbol. So put it together, and that's what we got. That was porn, but I started doing first. I was modeling since I was about 15, and I went to John Casablanca school, and then I got 18, and I started, you know, doing the sexy stuff. So, I didn't really go by a specific name until I got into porn, really.
Oh, so you were just kind of like that. You were just the anonymous one for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, adult, my regular name. And then I started doing porn, and I just stayed over in Vixen.
Okay, so now I know what you was because it was your favorite drink. So it's just kind of tripping me out because if your favorite drink was, let me think of an offering, if your favorite drink was Mad Dog 2020, you've been, well, Mad Dog 2020 Vixen.
Oh, no, none of that. None of that. That is not for me.
Four Loko got it.
Oh, no. No. I don't touch that.
I got that thing real quick to drink Four Loko.
I'm a little wild. I drink tequila straight, so.
Yes, I'm a tequila girl.
See, exactly. You know.
Hold on. Can you handle? No, see, y'all over here talking like y'all about their life. Oh, so have you ever drank Bacardi 151?
Yes. I have a story about that, actually.
Oh, yes, Sarah, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so I have a tooth that's missing, like, in the side of my mouth. It was a crazy night. I was hanging with this lesbian. We were supposed to go to a party. We didn't go to a party, and we were like, you know, we're bored. So we decided to go play a game called Pass Out. I've never heard of this game before this day, and it was a board game. So, of course, I'm like a daredevil. So if someone tells me I got to go first, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going first. So we started the game. I was first. I didn't even eat that day, so it was really crazy. And we had Bacardi 151. I think I took 7 shots, which are more like double shots, so like 14 shots of Bacardi 151, all in like 5 minutes. So 14 shots, really, of Bacardi 151 in 5 minutes. It's not fun at all. So Bacardi 151 is never, ever a no-go for me.
You know what? See, you just made me like a chump. Because I'm going to tell you, like, no, it was just one person was daring me because they were like, these people are bragging about how much drinking they were. And I'm like, I can drink double shots. I used to drink double shots of 151 with no chaser without thinking about it. Sit right back down on this couch and chill. Did it. Bam, bam. Hit a couple of double shots, sat down. I was just fine. Like, I don't understand. Like, you can't handle that. Don't come tell me I'm a hardcore drinker. You can't handle it. Don't talk to me.
No. But you can't say that because you know what? Tequila's strong. I drink tequila so
very strong.
Corvo.
Yes. And the gold one.
Yes, see?
That's
a lie.
I'm going to agree with y'all on that because, see, 151 is going to hit right away. That's pretty like Patron and stuff. I don't like Patron. It'll get there and it'll go down your throat a little bit and all of a sudden there's bam. So, yeah,
Patron is gross.
I feel it. Once it hits you, you're like, oh, I'm alive. All right, so, like, as far as, you know, photographers you got to work with, you know, who's your favorite photographer and why?
I worked with a couple of photographers. I got to see the last photographer I worked with, Dedrick Beverly. He was good, but I actually do have a favorite photographer, Aunt West, who is pretty good. He's gotten, like, I started with him back when he kind of first started doing photography, and it's, like, changed. I got a lot better now. I haven't shot with him recently, but he did, like, my first photo shoot. So but I'll say Aunt West is probably my favorite photographer.
You know what?
Just because he got so much better.
I don't like her. Like, she answered that question, and she didn't give me this runaround. I'm just like you.
I'm not giving the runaround.
I would excuse the fact that you're a Patriots fan for sure now. The fact that you did that. I like it. God, people run them. They you watch them, you can tell what their favorites are and how they post. They go, I don't have a favorite photographer. All right, whatever. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you just told you did that. I'm calling you out for that. Yes, I am. I know how to.
I see.
All right, so, like, as far as, like, shoots you always want to do, like, what's, like, a dream shoot that you have in mind that you want to execute?
I want to do my next shoot. I want to do a nude shoot outside, like, somewhere that's really public.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten to do a public outdoor shoot yet. I'm one of those people who, like, you know, likes to do things and then where you can possibly get caught. I want to do, like, a really exotic nude shoot somewhere publicly outside.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw a challenge at you. Have you put this in your list?
Okay.
In the snow. Do it in the snow.
I have done a shoot in the snow. I haven't done a nude one, but I've done a shoot in the snow before, actually, with the photographer Aunt West.
I just throw a harder challenge at you. You got to see you do it.
Give me a real challenge.
Yeah, that's your real challenge. That's your real challenge. And you got to do it with shots of tequila.
Oh, hey. That is a challenge.
Hey, you know what? That's easy because they're not going to realize they're cold. So never mind. Take those away. That's easy.
Told you I'm a daredevil. I'll take it.
All right, what are the top three places that you want to visit, like, as far as, and why? Like, for if you had a week, you could spend at each one.
I think I want to visit Greece. I've seen some really nice pictures from Greece, like, people who've been there, and it looks like a beautiful place to go. I want to go there. And I'm Black and Portuguese, so I want to go to Portugal and actually study my heritage. And the third place, I want to go to Miami. I've never been to Miami. I need to go to Miami.
I'm going to Miami.
Terry, I'm going to throw to you.
I love Miami. Okay, one thing I want to ask you is, what is the hardest thing you have to deal with in the entertainment industry?
The hardest thing I would have to say are the guys, because they don't understand that it is like a job to us. I mean, we like to have fun and stuff as well, but as far as a job, a lot of guys kind of think you're just like, you know, just a pass around type of just fun thing to just play with whenever they feel like it. When it's to us, it's like being like a video vixen and, you know, being in the porn industry and stuff like that. People think that's your daily life, and it's like, it's still just kind of a job. It's fun, but it's still like a job to us. It's not our whole life. There's other things in life that we do on a daily basis, like regular people. So I would say that's probably the hardest thing, dealing with the guys and probably the bull that they put you through.
Good question, Taryn.
That was a good question. I like that question.
Yeah, you know what? I have to ask it because I was in the industry at a point in time as far as, like, urban modeling and stuff, and that's something I had to deal with a lot. So, you know, I still, of course, it still goes on, but I like to hear every woman's perspective on it. Like, what has she dealt with, and, you know. If you could tell a young aspiring model right now some, like, top key things that she would have to know to make it through the industry, maybe for her first year, what would those top five things be?
I would tell her, number one, to be careful, because there are a lot of scam artists that are out here, because I've dealt with it a few times, like a lot of people who scam you or just want your money or, you know, don't really give you any work, like stuff like that. I would tell them to just, you know, if they really, really want to do it, to just go for it. Because people are too scared to actually try and live their dream because they're too, too scared. So I would say just go for it, one, and two, to be careful.
Okay. I like that.
All right. Well, since it's about that time, for us to say goodbye to our new friend. Yes. All right, so
I did enjoy talking to you guys.
We enjoyed you.
My final question for you. I always ask everyone, if you had 24 hours left to live, how would you spend them?
I would rob a bank, one. And then I would spend it with my family. But I'd rob a bank first.
You know what? You're not going to die anyway.
To do with the money. Hey, I don't care.
So yeah. Make it rain. Make it rain for everybody.
Thank
you.
Exactly. Might as well.
All right. Let everybody know how they can find you.
Everyone can find me on Instagram at Remy Vixen or The Dust Spot or my email address. They can email me anytime they like at The Rural Remy Vixen, VIXXXEN @gmail.com.
Yes, and I want to send a shout out to Ms. Honey Goddess because she's the one that put me on game about you. Big ups to you. Diamond Goddesses, y'all. I love y'all because y'all are very supportive and very loyal to our brand, so I appreciate it.
Yes, we love you guys. That's why. Well, thank you very much for this interview, and I will talk to you guys soon.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Again.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That's dope. Yes, I know, man. I'm be sure, man. This short and sweet stuff. I'll be doing that 15 minutes. Bam. I used to drag it on. I would drag some of the things on, but man, 15 minutes like put you on the clock. It's like trying to score to get to the end zone real quick in like 2 minute offense. It's like, hey, let's do it. All right, so Taryn, I teased about it earlier in the show, and I'm going to go in a little bit about it before we go to our next music break, and that is this Arch That Back Challenge, hashtag Arch That Back Challenge.
Oh, let's see.
Okay, so what's your take on it? I'm going to let you take the reins in this one first.
The Arch That Back Challenge, I think it's stupid, to be real, because I mean, just because they arching their back in a picture don't mean they can arch it like that when certain things are transpiring. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what's the point? Y'all, this is like false advertisement. Like, you know? I don't know. I don't see the point of that, just laying on the ground anyway, arching your butt up in the air. I feel like it's ridiculous. But yeah, like I said, half of them, they not about that life when it comes to getting it popping. So I'm just like, why are you doing that? For why?
I like that take. I like how you took that. That was a good direction you took that. Very good direction. I'm torn because at one instance, I like it because I'm like peeping some of you is doing. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you're doing it right. there's some people acting a freaking fool. Oh my God, like I'm just like just stop it. I mean, and my thing is this, why are we having to do a hashtag challenge for people do that? Isn't that what people do every day on Instagram and stuff anyway? Like they do, what's so about today that they don't do it today? I'm like, come on now.
Yeah.
Y'all tripping.
They just coming up with all types of stuff when it comes to social media anyway. So they just want attention, and most of it's Photoshop stuff too.
This week's trending topic was just like not Black Twitter. We let this happen. Why? You know, we've been like fired for like the past month. We had Ask Rachel. We had the Ask Rachel hashtag. Good. That was a great hashtag because I went in on that for like a whole week. Growing Up Black, that was a good one. Today's Kids Will Never Know, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Then last week we got Drake and Meek Mill. That was a whack behind trending topic.
Right. That was like ridiculous. And they're still going at it too, which is crazy.
It's like, give me a break. So yes, y'all still like in Drake. It's more so because now Drake is just going to continue to push this further and further. Because now what was the OVO fest where he had like a meme video going on in the background while he was doing back to back.
Yeah.
Damn it, Meek Mills. You just keep putting a nail in the coffin. It's just insult to injury. He just putting that nail in the coffin just more and more, and just killing me. I cannot handle this. Oh, thank God for Jersey, not from Philly. I would like scream right now. It's cold, but it's too close because he's like, I go across the bridge, bam, I'm almost there to Philly. So it's not cool. I'm just not feeling it. I need you to I'm still waiting for part two. Maybe part two will make up for all this. We really need some help. This is like out of hand.
Don't come for Drake, man. Drake won't bother nobody. Do not come for Drake. That's all I got.
I learned. I see. I'm, you know, he got, like you said, he got body by a singer, nigga. What the hell's going on?
Man. Gotta love it.
When we come back, I'm going to go into one of my favorite sites that has a lot of stupid crops and stupid criminals. We call it clumsycrooks.com. I will be going in some news from there. And, yay, of course, you know, it's definitely some good stuff. Like, stuff you can expect from this one coming up is brace yourself. A mom being arrested after allegedly kidnapping her own daughter to avoid vaccination. Yeah, that's some of the stuff you get to find out. We come up for this music break. I know it's ratchet as heck. All right, here we go. We got this track we got coming up now. It's by a fellow Boston person to my girl Remy. This is Red Shades, Vibing and Cooling, right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J and Terry Brown.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Take a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
They tripping off these people. And do they get the best of me? And do you think I lose my sleep? They just be moving when I say. I said, okay. I know I am the shizzy. People wonder how I do my thing, cause I be living. I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. We don't care. Vibing and cooling and vibing.
right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, Taryn Brown, in the building.
There you go.
Oh, yes, I'm getting, oh, my God, I mean, I missed it that one time, goodness. One time, you ragging me now. Oh, man.
I got to, because you said it. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, I haven't heard that name.
I don't see it. I got so you, and I got you. My brain was programmed and used to saying Terry Brown. So that's why I was like, whoa, what the heck did that come from? So I surprised those stuff that came. I was like, wait, did I just, okay, you know what? I'm not even going to do it today myself. All right, so let me go ahead and do my order of business. I always said, do middle of the show, and that's showing love to Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download the title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. And get started today. And why Audible? Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers, along with business information providers. There you go. All right. So before I go into clumsycricks.com's news, something crazy news from that, speaking of our Step Back Challenge, so apparently on the Steve Harvey show, this girl tried it. She tried it, people. She really tried it. So, you know, there's a segment on his show where he was hashtag Ask Steve. And, you know, the people ask different questions and he addresses them. And sometimes he make a fool of themselves. This is one of the times when a person made a fool of themselves. This girl, so... and let me take that word back, girl. Grown-ass woman was on there. And, she was talking to Steve and was talking about that. You know, it was a story that came out by a teacher. But she was like, the teacher was like 22, by the way, who actually, you know, stopped teaching and started doing twerking full-time. And now she makes, like, over six figures. Yeah, I know. Break yourself with this story. It gets ready to go. It gets really whack. And so she was. So this girl, this woman was talking about, you know, quitting her job full time, and she was going to start pursuing twerking as a full time job. Yeah, she's going to start pursuing twerking as a full time job, and she was saying because she saw people like that. Got six figures on this, that, and the other. So, you know, so I look at while watching the said video, you know, she gets to come to the stage and she's twerking, or I should put twerking in quotation marks, because that damn sure was not twerking.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was doing. The white girl twerk when they back just moving, and I don't know. How else to break it down? Like the drunk white girl twerking, where they look like they obviously they rub their head and all that. Yeah, it was like that. Like it looked like Miley Cyrus trying to twerk. That's how I look. I'm sitting here like,
that
you
want
to quit your day job? Oh no! This ain't the one that
six figures.
Oh no, she's not. She was referring to someone that does,
and that's what inspired her.
Yeah, you see where this is going. Yeah, so she thought she was going to try to do that. And by the way, she's 33 years old. That's why I changed my phrase to grown-ass woman. I ain't trying to declare people dead or anything and say, hey, you're a certain age, you can't do certain stuff. But I draw the line. I really draw a line. Your grown-ass made this decision. She's going to leave your job to twerk full-time. And at least if you're going to twerk full time and all that, can you at least do that? do the act in the first place. You can't twerk. Stop it. And on that case, you know what? I usually don't do this on Wednesdays, but what the hell with it? She gets a cricket award of the day. There we go. All right, them crickets.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, well, what you think about that, Terry? I know, especially, you know, you've been around, you've been to two key areas where the strip club world is prevalent, both Detroit and Atlanta. Yes, you know, I make my connections really good. What's your take on that? And is it all what it's all cracked up to be?
To me. And we're talking about you're talking about the twerking thing, right? And like with the strippers and stuff. Like, what are you directly asking me so I can know how to go about this?
I want both. I'm addressing both, you know, kind of interchangeably.
Okay. Well, it's not number one, stripping. Stripping to me, I've never done it. You know what I mean? I've had plenty of opportunities and stuff like that, but I'm not for it for multiple reasons. But I don't think that it's all cracked up to be whatever they say it is, because, you know, you get females, they get on social media, they're like, oh, we're getting money, we're doing this, we're doing that, but they're all taking, you know, pictures most of the time with like three or four girls, and they're all on the same pile of money. They're not telling you about how much their tip out is going to be, how much they got to split in between here, how much they got to pay the owner, pay the freaking bartenders. They're not saying that stuff. You see what I'm saying? And some of them, I see girls all the time getting naked and not getting a dollar. Just walking around like, baby, can I give you a dance? And, you know, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if I had to do it, I'd be on a total different.
Say it again. How'd that be sounding?
I'm just saying, like, it's just, to me, it's just too much with that. Like, how could you put yourself out there? I'm seeing everything. Like, I would feel less of a woman. Like, if that's your job, that's what you're going for people to throw things at you, and you're just naked, and nobody's giving you nothing, and you're just like, baby, can I get a dance? And you bending it over, touching your elbows and stuff like that. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, like, she's really worked. Like, she's strutting her whole life right now, and she didn't even make nothing. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's crazy. And then, you know, I don't know. Stripping's just not what they... It's rather they all fake or something going on. You got people with bullet holes all up through their legs and arms. And it's different. And then twerking is a art. I'm sorry. It's an art. Like, everybody, they have their own little thing of dancing. Me, I love dancing. So my thing is, if you can't... I mean, practice, ladies. I'm not knocking my ladies because I know how it is. Sometimes... You just got to find that rhythm. We all do it with certain little dance moves and stuff. But, baby, if you know that you ain't got, you know what I'm saying, your mom ain't bless you back there, don't just be out there doing anything, baby. Try to perfect the art. But that I like the whole twerking thing. I'm not going to – I think they overdo it with the media. Like, you know, they're doing like, oh, my daughter's twerking and putting stuff on the news and World Star. I think that's too much, because before they was even talking about it, now in this generation, like the Yin Yang Twins had that song that whistle while you twerk. I was like, twerking been out for years, but it just didn't have really like a name to it. But I like dancing. I don't really feel anything wrong with twerking. I'm just saying, if you're going to do that thing, you better do it right.
Right. I'm not gonna. You see, I would be the pot calling the kettle black if I said I had a problem, because I done been behind people dancing. You know, I remember back, I like a hot, the ones that don't tell where to stop. You know, back in them days or whatnot. So, yeah.
I like dancing, and everybody just tries to make it seem like it's just something so bad for girls to go out and they dance. And number one, just because, let me tell you something. Steady J, anybody that knows me for real, anybody listening that knows me and that been around me, I dance everywhere I go. I'm not saying I just bend it over and get to twerking up in the store, but I usually have some type of little beat in my head, and I'm usually just a bopping and swinging my arms, might do the Carlton or something. I'm going to do something everywhere I go, because that's how much I love music. But when I'm at a party, oh, I'm dancing. Not to say I'm dancing on nobody, but please believe I'll be, honey, let me tell you something. I got the moves, Steady J.
Oh.
I'm trying to tell you, I got some moves.
Don't forget this even hope to that's listening. You know how they like, man, for real? You know, they trying to find out they can get behind Terran Brown. So yeah,
I already know. I had a video before actually that was taken to LA a couple weeks ago. That was on my Instagram.
It already got deleted.
But I definitely had one, so shout out to the people that were lucky enough to see that one, to catch that in action. But yeah, nah. I just have fun. Girls love to have fun.
I'd be killing me. This message was self destructed 5 minutes looking. I'd be killing me, man. Y'all gonna put it up, leave it. All
right.
So, before I go into the music break, because Taryn over here being silly. I was talking about a story about mom being arrested after allegedly kidnapping her own daughter to avoid vaccination. A Florida woman accused of kidnapping her toddler to avoid having her vaccinated was arrested after more than a year on the run. Damn.
Wow.
Megan Everett, 23, was captured, and her 3-year-old daughter, Lily, was found safe in Florida on Monday. Wow. I just say, yeah, that is pretty crazy. Like, I mean, is it really getting this out of hand that people are really having to go hard to avoid vaccinations? I know people are like, it's a big thing about people not wanting to do vaccinations, but man, this is some new territory taking this far.
Yeah, she took it far, but I'm not gonna knock it. I'm not gonna knock it, because a lot of the stuff that they put in those vaccinations and stuff like that, it's worse than what they claiming that they're trying to save you from. So I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I mean, it is what it is. She had to do what she had to do as a mother. So I can't, you know what I mean? I can't knock that.
Right. I'm always trying to look for national remedies to take care of small things to keep me from having to take any freaking medicine. Because, I mean, oh, my God. Yeah. The stuff they put in here now is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So. We'll go to another music break. This track is by 2D, the guy who actually made the intro song. He called it on Monday as well. This is Bag It Up. We'll be back after this track here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, and girl, Taryn Brown.
Clark Kent Beats.
Gotta give it up for the beat on this one, son. Copper brick, bust it down, turn it into butter, man, bag it up. Hit the block, now you in the dope game. Heavyweight, 5-6 figures when I conjugate. Money stacking all the way, I told these mugs a copper brick. Bust it down, turn it into butter, man, bag it up. Hit the block, now you in the dope game. Heavyweight, 5-6 figures when I conjugate. Money stacking all the way, I told these mugs
a copper brick. Back to school uphill, barefoot walking.
My work ain't moving slow,
so the fans done lost me.
Work burn clean,
gotta tell everybody, bro.
Me on the scene, this nigga wild and watch me, here I go. Go down on our knees, I'm praising him, you praising me. I'm on stop selling dope and sell prophecies of how to be. Sitting at the church, but I'm writing what he's spitting me. This here 2D sub, soldier got the spot leaking. From home to work, to job, this dog bleeding on bits, kinda deviant. Was fiending it, I'll call steaming it. So hot when I spit like steaming sheen it. 100 grand for the hook, okay, yeah. I need today.
Okay.
Half on the bubble, then cop again, I'll cop a bridge. Yeah. A couple of them, yeah. Then bust it down, on scales and shit. Yeah. Then watch it, haters got my grill. Yeah. Protect your neck, don't keep it real. Yeah. Stack those dogs, shoot the kill. Yeah. And keep good coming with a property. Yeah. Hit the block harder than it's ever been. Ever before I run out, I'm a cop again. So cop a brick, bust it down, turn it into butter, man, bag it up. Hit the block, now you in the dope game.
Deliver the job, and keep on pushing it against the grain. Can I get out of cause I'm about it and plus I'm a new one like John like a hooker. Give me a Ruger.
made of all of it. Yeah, I gotta get it, cause I'll cause I'm fitted even your casket, man. My hit it gon' bang all up in this game, and they gon' mean bang a bit. He's got cocaine and back of this game,
back it up and sell a bit.
Puff on the block, if I you a spy, she better be tougher than them, man. You can get rolled and took for your chain, cause I'm on a mission again, man. The diamond halves and busts and keys and freaks, why you ballin'? My work go fuck deep, call that whole James Lofton. Yeah, I mentioned James, he's doing the work, he's spending all your money. Especially if you're gully. I'm moving from the east to the west and I'm up in Texas, yeah, buddy. And you can bet that I'm gonna move some work, hell yeah, buddy.
Cavalry, bust it down, turn it into butter, man. Bag it up, hit the block, now you in the dope game. Heavyweight, 5-6 figures when I got your gate. Money stacking all the way, I told these bugs to cavalry. Bust it down, turn it into butter, man. Bag it up, hit the block, now you in the dope game.
Get a new game, stop rapping. I'm lacking in my personality, my swag backing. On the back end of my actions, I should be pushing bedtime. Red wine and shrimp and an 80 inch. I'm the main event, don't come on the ship, gotta get that moose on the rhino. If it ain't milk brown, they call it albino. Oh, five and follow, he dead on arrival. Think it's about green, man, it's all about survival. I'ma still work, you gon' pray for the lotto. Got some new work, I'll let you eat the bottle. Broke me a 90, you know it's been hollow. How did you get those up in this debacle? My pip is too clean, that's what kills Apollo. Hitting them with punches and throwing them in bunches. Right here, that's right here, for punches. Hit you in the stomach, got you coming out of the wall. Gonna drop, cause you drop with them all. Be real to understand my metaphor. So grab you a break of my music, let's go. Man, I'm about my dough. Me born and raised in the lungs. I'ma put mine in the sun. So grab a prize, baby, let's go. I'ma deliver the goods. Catch me all up in your hood, huh? And I'm gonna grab that wood, boy. I'm leaving your ass on the good.
So drop a brick, bust it down. Turn it into butter, man. Bag it up. Turn it into butter, man. Bag it up, hit the block. Now you in the dope game. Heavyweight, 5-6 figures when I got your game. Money stacking all the way. I told these mugs up. Turn it into butter, man. Turn it into butter, man.
Man, all right, we back right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy City J and girl Taryn Brown in the building. That was too deep. Bag it up. All right, as we got a few seconds left of the show, I want to just thank everyone for tuning in. Our first official week back of Taryn, you know, just doing what she does, man. Came back, felt like she never left, you know, even and came back even stronger. So definitely, we're glad to have you back. You know, words can't describe how elated I am to have you back here.
Aww, so that's sweet. So sweet. That's so sweet.
So, yes. Oh, so, yes, man, as we get ready to check out, I'll remind you guys, if you missed any of the shows, including today's show, along with the interview with Remy Vixen, you can check all of them out at blogtalkradio.com/JCEDDYJ That will let you listen to all the shows. Taryn, do you have anything you want to share on the way out? You know, let everyone know as we go into the weekend.
This weekend I'll probably be somewhere with friends and or family. I'm not really sure about this weekend. Oh, one thing, Saturday I have a audition actually for this acting and modeling agency that's here. So we're going to see how that goes. I got a random call today, which I wasn't expecting. But other than that, I do want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to Lo. I love you, Lo. You always supporting. And everybody else that's listening, probably my sister V too, because she texted. And then to you, Seti J.
And shout out to you for this twerk video that I never saw surface. Like, who does that?
Oh, look. What I do. What I did.
And I my feed, I see everything in my feed. So you must have put in there right when I went to something, because I lot of times I to do the Instagram feed, and I definitely did not see that pop up. So you are the fool. You out of pocket for that.
It's all good. Maybe I'll put it up again one of these days.
Yeah, you guys put it back up, you know, welcome back, and then, you know, put it up for, like, you know, I know, like, 5 minutes or whatever. So, you know, I'm just throwing that suggestion. This is what I do best. So, go ahead and let everyone know this is coming up. Of course, you know, for people that keep up my feed, you know, I'm managed to one now. Yeah, I know. Some of y'all been asking me, when am I going to manage, you know, I should manage people, or can I manage you? And I don't know about is that some people, man, I've turned down managing so many times. Excuse me. Then the one time when I finally got started, I was some bum behind. But and it got better because now the person I deal with, the person I manage now is myself. I definitely appreciate her, China Doll. I respect to you. She's actually going to be doing this Friday. Y'all go check her out over at the Empire Lounge here in Fort Worth, you know, old Club Chrome, for those of y'all familiar with it. Be sure to come check it out, man. And also, you can cop and, you know, order a poster, because, you know, she got a poster out. You see my Instagram, where I put, like, a glimpse of my wall of all of the posters I have over there I'm putting up. That's it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, copy it. That being said, we rolling on. Everyone, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a T, or you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and my girl.
You know it. Taryn Brown, baby.
All right, y'all. We rolling out. Peace. Oh, I made a crime here, because I forgot to say my famous Wednesday phrase. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, everyone. We out. Peace. Our step back, Karen.